We welcome back Dan Ventura from the Boston Herald. Danny, welcome. Thanks for coming back with us.
My pleasure, Bill.
Danny, it's always great getting the big picture on high school football here in Massachusetts this weekend, but let me just zero in on the North Shore. Over the weekend, last weekend, we had the big Peabody 40-7 win over Marblehead. They're now 4-0, and they're playing another 4-0 team from out of the North Shore. Leominster will be in Peabody on Friday night at 7. So what can you tell us about Leominster, and what's your take on what just happened last weekend and ahead this weekend?
Well, as far as Leominster, I mean, you look at their numbers, they've been pretty impressive. They really haven't been challenged. And I know that, you know, speaking to Mark Betancourt over the weekend, he was very concerned about their abilities. He said this is not going to be an easy game for them.
No, I would agree with that. Danny, we also know one of the things we mentioned last week was the 200-win coaches. Al Costabile picked it up at, Shosheen, right, now? And,
right.
Bob Almeida from Stoneham did not get his 200th win, and it doesn't look any easier. They're playing Melrose on Friday night.
No, certainly not an easy game at all. Melrose, you know, had the tough opener against Reading, but they've played pretty well since. And like you said, this will not, even though the game is at Stoneham, this is not an easy ride for Bob and the Spartans. And if they don't get it this week, you know, Watertown is undefeated.
Yeah. Hey, you know, it's funny. I was thinking about this matchup with Melrose at Stoneham this Friday night, and we talked about how Almeida and Costabile are old school coaches. But you got Tim Morris in Melrose. I wouldn't consider him at all an old school coach, but he was there. You know, he knows who these guys are for sure, and he's gotten all kinds of accolades, Hall of Fames and different honors and so on over the last several years, and he's the real deal as a head coach as well in high school football.
Yeah. I mean, you know, we talk about 200, and, you know, he's not that far away. I mean, I don't have my numbers right here, but I think he's well into the 180s. So, I mean, you know, he's probably a year or two away from joining that club himself.
Got.
I think you're being kind to him. I'm gonna call him an old school guy.
You are? Well, you know, that's fair enough, but I guess we're old school too, huh? All right.
I would not disagree with that.
All right. So, Dan, what's the big game around in high school football that you're kind of keeping an eye on, or several of them this weekend?
I think obviously the huge one is up in the Merrimack Valley. You got Andover coming off their big win over Central Catholic, and they're going against the Methuen team, who's undefeated and, you know, a borderline top 10 team. So this is not an easy game for Andover by any stretch of the imagination. And, you know, the concern you always have, and I think it's a concern with Peabody as well. You know, such an emotional win for Peabody over Marblehead, and then you've got Andover, you know, such an emotional win over Central Catholic. And both of those teams have to come back and play very good opponents.
What can you tell me about that Andover win over Central Catholic? Because that sounded like a wild game, tight, high-scoring.
You know, Andover's got the skill. You know, they were very high coming into the season. They had a lot of 22 kids who had started at one point or the other last year. So they felt they had the experience. So Lincoln Bale, who's their star running back, they sat him out a couple of games, and he returned. He gives them another weapon there. And, you know, Scotty Brown is a 4-year starter. You know, I think what happens is as the game goes on, you know, Andover, no, let's face it, they've gotten their clock cleaned by Central the last few years. And this year, you know, kids are kids, you know, they get that confidence. And with each minute, you know, you're getting Andover, I'm sure, was getting the sense, hey, we can play with these guys. And, you know, they made the big play at the end to Andrew Wetterwald. And, you know, they made enough plays, not a great defensive effort, but probably enough plays that they were able to emerge with a victory.
Hey, Danny, Bishop Fenwick was a winner in double overtime over St. Mary's last week. They'll host Cardinal Spelman on Thursday night. Is this a trap game for Fenwick, that term?
The potential is always there. I just think they probably have a little too much for Spelman. Although I'll tell you, Spelman's got a very good quarterback in Jack Duffy. So he's a star on both sides of the ball. He's probably one of the better players in the league. I still think, you know, Fenwick probably has enough to handle him, and I think Dave's been around long enough that, you know, he knows, you know, he's won a lot of big games. He probably knows, you know, how to get these kids ready, even though it is a short week. and they're coming off a double overtime thriller. I still like Fenwick in that game.
Yeah, no, I get you. They're Fenwick's undefeated, and Spellman 2-2, I guess. So you know they would be favored. Plus, for all the things you point out, Dan. What else has kind of come together for leagues or teams or players here now that we have 4 weeks of high school play under our belts? As you look around, just beyond the North Shore, obviously.
Yeah, I think what you're going to start getting is now you're getting into league play. You know, I think almost every league now is either they opened up last week or they're opening up this week. I mean, it's going to be interesting to see how the Catholic Conference shakes itself out. You've got the big three there on top with CM, St. John's Prep, and Xaverian. I mean, CM is clearly the team to beat, but, you know, it'd be interesting to see how they, you know, how those two teams can match up with CM. Then you get the Hockomock League, which is crazy. I mean, every game is a battle in that Hockomock, the largest of the Kelly Rex. So you got the Franklins, you got the North Attleboros, you got King Philip, and get Taunton showed that. I mean, Taunton is much improved.
You know, I don't want to jump ahead here a week, but I believe, and I may be wrong on that, CM plays the Prep next week, if I'm not mistaken. So,
I know it's coming up.
I could be wrong. Don't. It's not even worth mentioning right now. We'll talk about that.
No, let's do it. It is a week from Saturday at CM.
Okay.
I have it as a 1 o'clock start.
All right. Yeah. So that'll be a huge game in the Catholic Conference.
You're on top of everything, Bill, as usual.
Hey, there's a first right here on this podcast here.
I don't know about that, my friend.
Hey, I got one other one for you. North Reading. Now that. You know, you could make a case that they haven't played the toughest team so far this year in the Cape Ann League and out of the league at 4-0, but they're playing a Triton team that just lost by 5 points to a good Amesbury team last week. So you got a battle in the Cape Ann League, and that's yet to shape up. But this will be a telling game, I think, for both teams.
Yeah, I don't know much about Triton. Everyone says, though, they have a very good quarterback, Max. I know his last initial is a C. I'll take a shot at Yara Mitro or something like that. But he's put up big numbers. People have said he's very good. And this will be a test. I mean, North Reading, I thought coming into the season, was the favorite in Division Five. I mean, they got to the Super Bowl last year, and it was pretty much a junior-laden team that played Swampscott. And they've had their way with everyone in the early going. So, but like you said, you know, it could be interesting.
Yep, I mean, it's just one of those games that, it should be interesting for sure. Hey, Dan, anything else to share with us this week for high school football? Hey, I got to get your take on the Patriots. Come on, what do you think?
Well, I'm a Lions fan, so I'm not saying anything this week.
Oh, okay, all right. Well, let me go back to my other question then. Anything else to share with us on high school football?
As far as the Lions, I mean, they could probably use me and you on defense, but...
But, you know, whoa, that's a dagger. Whoa.
Yeah. No, I mean, as bad as the Lions are, I mean, my goodness, on defense.
How bad? They've been bad for how long now, Dan? Come on.
All right, Bill. Do you really have to go there? Well, they did win it. They did win a championship in 57.
All right. Well,
you know, as far as the Patriots, I mean, I know people are frustrated that, you know, they thought they were too conservative. I guess the way I look at it is, I mean, I'd be encouraged by, you know, they took Green Bay to overtime with a third string quarterback. I thought they did a lot of nice things. It's just, you know, I mean, people I think around here are spoiled. You know, they expect, you know, it's awfully tough to, you know, throw that, you know, the kid in there in the overtime. And I know the mentality is, you know what, you got nothing to lose, let it fly. And I get it, but, you know, I can see where the Patriots, you know, the conservative approach there.
No, I get it, too. And, you know, in the big picture here, it probably was the right thing to do in the context that this guy could be quarterbacking again, you know, for weeks to come here, this Zappy.
Well, I'd be shocked if he's not this week.
Yeah, really, yeah.
I thought he did some nice things out there.
No, I did too. Well, Dan, always good talking with you. Thanks so much for your time. I know you're very busy, and we'll talk again soon.
Absolutely, Bill. You take care. Thank you.
All right. There he is, Danny Ventura from the Boston Herald, the regional high school sports editor for their papers.